You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Hope you had a great weekend, everybody. Gang's all here, ready to go. Full speed ahead. Best and worst of the weekend. Your chance to be part of the program. You can email, tweet, dial us up, all the above. Say good morning to our radio partners, numbering nearly 400 cities around America, carrying this award-nominated program. By the way, you can still tune in tomorrow night. You want to see grown men cry. You know, with Prince, it was Dubs Cry. It's grown men cry here. Live on TV, it's our Emmy watch party. YouTube at 8 Eastern. Go to youtube.com/The Dan Patrick Show. Among the guests will be Darius Rucker, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, Josh Duhamel, Bryan Cranston, Melissa Etheridge. We've got it all. It's Tuesday at 8 Eastern on our YouTube channel. Tune in and watch grown men cry. Yes, Eaton?
Do we have a celebrity boxing match?
Oh, that's the way to get
we
the money.
We should do that. Oh. We could have got like $100 million.
Man.
Next year, we'll have a celebrity boxing match.
Okay.
Yeah. And then we'll watch as we don't win the Sports Emmy again.
And then we start fighting.
Then we fight.
That's actually what we'll do. It's just once if we don't win, then we'll just start fighting.
Yes, Paulie.
How about a lack of celebrity match? Seton versus Paulie, and we just punch each other a couple times and play no defense.
How about it's just a free-for-all? All five of us just start punching each other.
Oh, yeah. Octagon.
Yeah. Is that okay? Okay. Well, we'll workshop that.
Yeah, we'll workshop. Yeah.
Lack of celebrity.
By the way, did anybody watch this fight, Logan Paul and Floyd Mayweather? I don't know if anybody here did. I just saw the highlights. I did not pay for it. But is this the future of boxing here? Because it might be. Get used to it. We'll discuss that a little bit because I've kind of changed my opinion on it. I don't like it, but I understand it. And if people want to watch, I always say when somebody criticizes something, well, then don't watch. There are people who are going to watch this. Okay. But I was not going to pay for it. I was not that interested in watching Floyd Mayweather make $100 million again. Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Paul Bunyan, it didn't matter. Chris Paul, they could have put them all in the ring. Didn't really matter to me. But I understand it. Because there's money to be made here. There's a market. That's it. And the market is those of you, probably 4 million people, who paid for this fight. Yeah, Paul.
What I really want to know about this fight is how many 16-year-olds put this on their mom's debit card and going to answer for it in like 4 days? $69.95 on my debit card. Christian.
I don't know who Logan Paul and Jake Paul are. I just know that they're really popular on YouTube. I don't know what they do on YouTube. But they are brothers, but I don't know what their specialty. Are they famous for being famous? They have a lot of fans. I guess I got to ask my kids if they know who Logan and Jake Paul. Does anybody know what they do? What's their job? What's their videos?
Yeah, it's always interesting when someone's like, what do you do for a YouTuber?
Yeah.
Oh.
Influencer. Yes, McLovin.
Do you remember Logan Paul became really famous when he filmed a dead man and it was very controversial on his vlog?
Oh.
It was that took him from the biggest vlogger to like the first YouTube superstar.
Oh. Yeah.
Not in a good way.
Wow, that's
it's not admirable.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul.
But you know, even if you want to rip on Floyd Mayweather for doing this and taking the money, somebody called him. Floyd was sitting at home and he got a phone call 6 weeks ago and said, "Hey, we'll give you $40 million for, you know, 25 minutes of work."
Yeah. And he hyped the fight, and I think there was some legitimacy to have Floyd in there. There was no winners, no losers, apparently. They didn't, you know, say somebody won or somebody lost. I would say that Logan Paul, well, I'd say they both won. They got what they needed. They got exposure. They got paid. Here's Floyd Mayweather on what happened after the fight.
If you don't like me, don't write about me. If you guys don't want to see me do no exhibitions, don't come. Don't watch. I come on record and tell y'all, when it comes to legalized bank robbing, I'm the best.
That's great. That is great. I saw where Floyd Mayweather spent $1 million on cars for his boys. Now, I think he bought another Rolls Royce, maybe a couple of them. But I went down the list. Somebody, I think, got a minivan and then like somebody got a Dodge Challenger there. Like, you went down the list there. Floyd got a Rolls Royce. I think somebody else got a Rolls Royce. I think Floyd has like 30 Rolls Royces. It's crazy. I don't know where he keeps everything. He's probably got an airplane hangar. But Floyd has made money. And he bought his guys. I think there were 9 cars that he bought for $1 million. We're way ahead of ourselves here. There's so much to talk about today. By the way, Father's Day gifts, danpatrick.com. We got great, great gift ideas there. Go to danpatrick.com. This program brought to you by Dollar Shave Club. How about this for Father's Day? DollarShaveClub.com/Patrick. A lot of great gifts there for Dad. The Dollar Shave Club 6-blade razor, perfect for the extra close, precise shave. DollarShaveClub.com/Patrick. All right, let me run down the list of things. Clippers close out the Mavs. We'll talk about that. Reggie Miller joins us a little bit later on. Can you build around? How do you build around Luka Doncic if you're the Mavs as you move forward? And is Kristaps Porzingis part of that plan? Hawks go up 1-0 on the Sixers. Nets win. James Harden is injured. Titans acquire Julio Jones. Tonight, Bucks Nets game 2. Nuggets Suns. Game 1. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day forthcoming. After weeks of speculation, the Falcons finally traded Julio Jones, sent him to the Titans. He's 32, expensive, but that's not the only reason why he was available, I don't think. It feels like the Falcons, are they moving on in a different direction? With younger players, but you also have Matt Ryan. So what kind of movement is there? It's kind of an odd roster for the Falcons, because I don't want Matt Ryan. If I don't have Julio Jones, then why didn't I take Trey Lance? Why didn't I take a young quarterback there and then see what I could do? Could I do something with Matt Ryan the way the Lions did with Matthew Stafford? But Jones is going to be a formidable weapon in Tennessee. You got to focus on Derrick Henry. You got to focus on A.J. Brown, who is vastly underrated. And Jones's production is unprecedented. He's the all-time leader in receiving yards per game. So this gives you another weapon there at the line of scrimmage. You want to focus on Derrick Henry? Now you got to deal with those wide receivers. You want to focus on the wide receivers? Now you got to focus on Derrick Henry. You know, there's one thing lacking with Julio Jones, and it's not his fault, because he had one of the more unbelievable catches in Super Bowl history, in my opinion, because it was going to lead the Falcons to a Super Bowl title. He had a one-handed grab that put him in field goal range. They then screwed it up after that, but he doesn't have that on his resume. We don't hold wide receivers accountable when it comes, you know, to something like that. The Titans are an interesting team. They're known for their defense, but they weren't a great defense last year. Mike Vrabel, they sort of play in with his personality. But the offense should be good, maybe bordering on very good. But if I look at what's going on in the AFC right now, is Tennessee better than Kansas City? No. Are they better than Baltimore? Probably not. Are they better than Buffalo? No. Are they better than Cleveland? Maybe not. You've added Julio Jones, but have you really moved up the totem pole here? And I don't know if they have. The defense has got to get better. Because running and defense is what they do. And of all the quarterbacks that Julio Jones is going to go to, because he wanted to go to a quarterback who could throw deep, reportedly, and that he could run under these, you know, catches, that he could still use his speed and stretch the field. Well, I don't know if Ryan Tannehill is that guy, but I do think with a great running game, Ryan Tannehill becomes a really good quarterback. At times, really good quarterback. Is Tannehill the best? He's not better than Mahomes, not better than Lamar Jackson. He's not better than Josh Allen. And is he better than Baker Mayfield? That's up for debate. So these are the four teams you could probably say, those are the four teams above Tennessee right now. Now, you might say the Colts are, because I can make a strong case for the Colts. Although, man, you Colts fans, all you had to do is give up a second round pick. Now, this is what's being underplayed right now. I don't know if Julio Jones wants a new contract. I'm guessing he would like to have a new contract. Remember when the report came out that the Falcons had received a first round offer, and I said that no, that if they got one, take it right now because you are not getting a first round pick for Julio Jones. That's what I was told. Well, you didn't get one. Unless you go, we don't want a first round pick. We're going to take a second round pick and a fourth round pick. If you could get a first round pick for Julio Jones, take it. Take it and run. Well, they didn't have a first round pick offer. Yes, Paul.
You're not insinuating that the Falcons may have used the media to get the market going and get an offer when they never actually had a first-round offer. Dan, you wouldn't say that.
I don't want to do that again because I did that with the Eagles, and I had one of the NFL Network reporters come after me that I basically didn't know what I was talking about. While I did know what I was talking about, I wasn't being used by a team. Hey, can you put it out there? We're getting a lot of calls for Carson Wentz. No, you're not. No, you're not. And with Julio Jones, I was told there were three or four teams that were involved in this that were interested with him. I don't know those teams. I was just told there were at least three, maybe a fourth team. But the Falcons had no leverage here. They had to move him. I mean, this is a team that's in salary cap hell. And all right, so they traded him. What's that pick going to be, like the 58th pick of the second round? All right. And does he want a new contract? Those are things that always interest me. DeAndre Hopkins wanted out of Houston. He also wanted a new contract. Hey, they didn't give up anything for DeAndre Hopkins. Yeah, they still had to pay him $20 million a year. I thought maybe if Aaron Rodgers would have restructured his deal, then maybe you could have got him in Green Bay. Starting to hear more and more about, Peter King, Rob Domofsky, who covers the Packers for the mothership, they both feel like Aaron Rodgers is done in Green Bay. I'm going to be holding out. I'll be the last holdout here that Rodgers still stays, because at some point, even though he may not like a GM, he does understand my best chance to win a championship and get elevated into you won two Super Bowls is with Green Bay. The preseason workouts start in 4.5 weeks. Games start in 4.5 weeks. Practices in 2 weeks, games in 4.5 weeks. At some point, if Aaron Rodgers truly wants out, he should say, I want out. And then if you're the Packers, he wants out, we're going to trade you. Is it that big a deal? Have we made it a bigger deal? Does Aaron Rodgers truly want out? Because at some point, he's got to get acclimated to his new team. And the Packers have to move on. It feels like they're both playing Russian roulette. And they keep adding, shells to that gun. Like, you just, at some point, move on. If he's not going to stay, you don't think he's going to stay, then make the best deal for you. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DP Show. What is the poll question today, McLovin?
Okay, we have so many different options. The pre-show debate was about boxing. Does that celebrity fighting stuff water down the real sport of boxing?
Well, what is the real sport of boxing? Tyson Fury?
Well, the heavyweights keep on messing up all the matchups. We
Canelo
can't see
Alvarez?
Joshua?
G.
Is Triple G still relevant?
What is he around? How old is he?
He's like 37.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know what the sport of boxing is right now. Because if you like, who you focus on, who's must see TV, who's must see pay-per-view right now? It doesn't feel like it's any of these boxers that we're mentioning here. Yes. Yeah,
it does feel kind of weak though. As I don't even know, as a casual fan of boxing, right? To watch one of the all-time greats not be able to knock out the YouTuber feels kind of lame. It kind of feels like, so this is what boxing is? This awesome, like, Hall of Famer, one legendary fighter can't knock out the YouTube guy?
I think he chose to not knock him out. Now, I'm going to give Logan Paul credit. Whether Floyd carried him, he's still in the ring with one of the greatest fighters of all time. Granted, he's in his, mid-40s. But I thought, this guy can't fight, who's in there, but gave us the impression that he could. I mean, he's not a boxer at all. He's slow. He's not polished at all. I mean, he caught Floyd one time, and I give him credit for that. But, I mean, you got 20 years younger. You got, what, 30 pounds on Floyd? Like, if you get in there, all right, just start swinging. And he would swing like my younger brother would whenever we'd get in a fight. He'd just lower his head and just start using both of his hands and just start slapping. And I just thought Floyd was being very nice. Sort of what Floyd did to Conor McGregor. All right, and let me stretch this out a little bit. It would be bad for business if Floyd just came out and just, and by the way, Floyd doesn't knock anybody out. He's just a brilliant defensive strategist.
Yeah, you just don't think, though, when he's facing the YouTube guy.
Yeah.
Maybe that would be the time he'd show off a little bit instead of going back into his defensive position.
Yeah.
I'm going to outlast him. Really? Okay.
I still think Floyd could have beaten Logan and Jake Paul at the same time.
That's the next match, I think.
Yeah, Paul.
This thing is so choreographed and produced. There's no next fight for these guys if they don't make the first fight interesting. Floyd Mayweather is in on the fix. You just keep the guy upright. You bounce around a little bit. When whichever Paul brother fought yesterday wants to fight another person, there's going to be another $50 million payday, because if it's a 30-second knockdown, no one's buying the next one. This is the long game. This is a long con.
How about Logan Paul versus Jake Paul? Then I'm interested. But I think Jake Paul called out Triple G and said that nobody buys your fights, I'll own you. I don't know what that means. But, yeah, this is here to stay. I mean, Chad Ochocinco, did you see him boxing? He got popped, though. I think he won the first three rounds. Then he got popped on the chin and went down.
Did he get a standing Ocho count?
Oh, okay.
Oh, that was excellent.
All right. It's early. It's early. Plus Paulie, plus one.
Thank you.
Yes, McClellan.
I just looked up the most lucrative boxing fight in like the last 5 years. It was Tyson versus Roy Jones Jr. This is all we're going to have is gimmicks. That's the only fight that's beaten. That's the only time they've beaten UFC in a year was Tyson's Roy Jones Jr.
But if you have a younger audience that doesn't remember what a big spectacle boxing was and big fights and you had great fighters, then it's the novelty of this. Hey, $50, I get an evening of this. I get to see, Logan Paul, Jake Paul, Floyd Mayweather. Is it gimmicky? Yeah. So is wrestling. People watch it. Yeah, Paul.
I don't really think this affects boxing at all. I would bet that the people who bought the Paul Mayweather fight are 95% not boxing fans, not regular boxing fans.
Yeah.
And boxing is a good sport. It's not what it was in the 70s, 80s, and ever will be. It's not MMA or UFC because that's kind of taken over. But boxing does well. I can name 20 boxers. And it's a good sport that's on Showtime and ESPN, but it's never going to be what we remember. Like, nothing's like it was in the 70s or 80s.
Boxing kind of looked up and said, wait, what happened to the sport because of UFC? And now it's still trying to figure out. It's like you got a standing eight count and you're kind of wobbling a little bit here. And you're trying to get to a neutral corner just to kind of figure out, all right, what direction are we headed in? Is this the direction? Because people are making money here. And I was very fortunate to cover boxing back in the 80s. And I got to see some of the great fighters. And I got to go to these events, and they were true events, whether it was Mike Tyson fighting or Evander Holyfield fighting, Alexis Arguello, Aaron Pryor, Tommy Hearns, Vito Anafirmo, Marvelous Marvin Hagler. Sugar Ray Leonard, got to see those fights. So when it comes to something like this, I feel bad for the sport because it used to be important. And now it's gimmicky. I mean, is it getting headlines? Yes. Is it advancing the sport? And the answer is no. Yes, McLovin.
Maybe they need like a new young star, like a 20-year-old Tyson to come in. And because all these guys we mentioned, Canelo, Lomachenko, they're all in their mid-30s.
How are you getting where are you getting young Mike Tyson from?
I don't know.
He might go to MMA.
You're right. That's probably what would happen.
Because that's where the money is. And understand what happened and how Mike was created. I mean, Mike was a great story. He was a troubled youth, Customato, legendary boxer, takes him under his wing. They live, upstate New York, and they set up all of these fighters for him to knock them out. He didn't fight anybody who was a big name. And the two big names that he fought were Evander Holyfield and Lewis. And he didn't do well against boxers. He was a one-punch artist, and if it went past the second or third round, then you saw Mike just become normal. But that first round, he was knocking people out. I was there ringside for two of them. When Michael Spinks got in there, and Michael Spinks was a quality light heavyweight, had no business being in the ring with Mike, and then Joe Frazier's son,
Marvis,
had no business being in there.
But how long? So that you weren't there for long then?
I was not. No. Didn't even get a beer. But Lennox Lewis and Evander Holyfield frustrated Mike. And can you create somebody who's going to be knocking people out? Well, Don King was brilliant at doing that. He created this sort of phenomenon in Mike Tyson. All right, let me take a break. Man, get sidetracked there, but we'll get to phone calls coming up, play of the day, stat of the day, poll question, all of that. Reggie Miller a little bit later on. We'll check in with the Nets, with James Harden, who checked out of that game against the Milwaukee Bucks. Game two. You know, I don't like to go must win, but boy, it certainly feels like Bucks-Nets, if you're going to get one and you don't have Harden there, you better get this game tonight. Nuggets and the Suns will be festive tonight. That's game one. We'll look at the Clippers and the Mavs, and can the Mavs build around Luka Doncic? Really a unique talent, played extremely well yesterday, and the 76ers got a little bit more of a battle, it feels like, with the Atlanta Hawks than we thought. 23 after the hour, just getting started, Dan the Danette, Stan Patrick Show. Discover that Discover credit card, and you will discover that Discover matches all the cash back you earn on your credit card at the end of your first year automatically. There's no limit on how much you can earn. That's amazing. In fact, even more amazing because of all the places where Discover is accepted. 99% of the places in the United States that take credit cards take Discover. So when it comes to Discover, get used to hearing that word yes more often. You can learn a whole lot more at discover.com/yes. Discover.com/yes. 2021 Nielsen Report, limitations apply. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app. I know we got a lot of time before the start of the NFL season, but something to keep in mind with the Falcons, and in particular Matt Ryan. Losing Julio Jones is not good news for Matt Ryan. I saw this on Pro Football Focus. Last season, in games with Jones, Ryan had an unbelievable passer rating. He was 106.4. Without him, 82.9. Now, can Kyle Pitts step into that category to help him? You better hope, but it's his rookie season. But Matt Ryan certainly depended on Julio Jones when he was there. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Nate in Oklahoma leads us off, best and worst of the weekend. Hi, Nate.
Hey, Dan, how's it going, man?
Great.
So best and worst. Worst has got to be Floyd. If you build it as an exhibition match, it's one thing, but you build it up as this big boxing match, it just wasn't. Best has to be Julio Jones for the Titans. I mean, our defense may be atrocious at times, and we may not win the Super Bowl, but by God, we got Julio, and it's a lot of fun.
All right. Well, thank you, Nate. It's a good attitude to have. Yeah, when you think Mike Vrabel, you think toughness, and you think defense, and you got a running game here. I just don't think you have a formidable defense here. Yeah, McLovin?
Maybe the division will be really bad. If Carson Wentz doesn't work out, like he doesn't get over the yips from last year, mm-hmm. You got the Jags, the Colts, and the Texans, you could get some vulture, some wins there.
Well, the Jags are going to be better.
Still kind of young, though.
The Texans are going to be worse. And then you have the Colts. I think Carson Wentz has a really good year for that team. I just think being reunited with Frank Reich. Now, they may not have enough weapons, and that's where I thought they would get into the Julio Jones chase, but they chose not to, obviously. But I think their over-under is now up to 10 wins.
Indy or no, Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Yeah.
So they went from 9.5 to 10 getting Julio Jones. All right. Yeah, Paul.
In 2018, the Titans had the 27th ranked offense and the 3rd ranked defense. Last year, they had the 4th ranked offense and the 28th ranked defense. Completely changed.
That's a problem.
Yeah.
Yes, Todd.
Now, the GM, John Robinson, is saying that Julio Jones, he referred several times to being part of the blocking scheme. If you're Julio Jones, are you like, what did I just get into? I thought I was going to be the big stud receiver. Now you might be the second receiver, and you're certainly not the first or second option with Derrick Henry in the backfield.
It's like you're a wide receiver and you sign with Army, and you go, wait, you guys don't throw the ball? No. No, I think we threw 6 passes last year. What? Hey, we need you to block. What? Yeah, McLovin.
But you pointed out this morning, coming off the bus, that is an impressive skill group. Oh, my God.
Can you think of a team, skill position players? I don't know who their tight end is in Tennessee. But if I bring these two receivers, Brown and Julio Jones, Derrick Henry, and even Ryan Tannehill, like if they come off the bus and you go, that's a pretty good basketball team there.
I don't know their wide receivers. I see their tight ends, Anthony Firkser and Jeff Swaim. I know Jeff Swaim. But they lost Jonnu Smith.
Yeah, that was a big loss.
Maybe Julio's like their de facto tight end. He's going to. Todd says he's blocking.
Well, the wide receivers look like they could be tight ends. Justin in Missouri. Hey, Justin, what's on your mind today? Best and worst of the weekend.
Dan, love the show. Got a best and worst of the weekend. First worst of the weekend, John Rahm with the positive COVID test after having a 6-shot lead. Man, that was a total bummer for him. And second worst of the weekend, Cardinals losing to your Reds on a 5-game losing streak. Love the show, Dan, and suck it back, Row.
All right. Well, thank you. Jesse Winker hit 3 home runs, including a game-winning solo shot in the top of the 9th as the Reds beat the Cardinals, completing a 4-game sweep. Winker is the first Reds player in franchise history with 2 3-homer games in the same season. Sounded like a stat of the day.
Stat of the day, man. Stat of the day.
It's early.
Stat of the day, stat of the day. Here comes that what? Stat of the day.
Yeah, we talked about John Rahm prior to the show. We had a long discussion about that. And I felt bad for Jim Nance and Nick Faldo because Jim, you know, here's Jim. They're signing off with Jack Nicklaus. It's Jack's tournament. And, you know, they're ready for a big, you know, Sunday. John Rahm has a 6-shot lead. And you can tell that Jim and Nick Faldo, they have no idea what John Rahm has just been told. Now, he's got a 6-shot lead, Jack's tournament. And he is on the verge of making $1.6 million. Camera is right in his face, and we see him almost go down to his knees. And there's an official that comes out there and says something to him. Well, horrible, horrible job by the PGA. Embarrassing. You embarrass John Rahm. You embarrass Jim Nance and Nick Faldo. And you hurt your product because you didn't let them know so they could let us know. I thought John Rahm had lost his baby. Because his reaction is, it's something devastating just happened. He just, you know, he and his wife just had a baby. And I'm thinking, oh my God, how do you, whatever you just told him, do you have to do it as he walks off the 18th green? Can you have some dignity? Did he have to know right then? I mean, why not tell him as he's walking up 18? How embarrassing. Wait till he goes to the scorer's tent. Pull him aside. Have some dignity. Oh, we got to tell him right now. CBS is got the camera on him. They don't know what just happened. Their cameraman doesn't know what's just happened. He just knows that John Rahm reacted this way in real time. And he follows him. And then John Rahm's caddy eventually pushes the camera away. Well, the cameraman's just doing his job. He doesn't know what just happened to John Rahm. It's a news story now. But how do you not, if he tested positive, when did you find that out? Did you find out just then on the 18th when he made his putt? You have to let Jim Nance know so he can let us know. So you did a disservice to John Rahm. You did a disservice to your broadcast partner. We can get into the debate, discussion of should John Rahm have been vaccinated. I mean, that's the other part of the story. Should he have been allowed to play? You're with other golfers there. Chose not to get vaccinated. He knew this. He ran the risk. He knew the risk. And even though he's asymptomatic, he tested positive. Other golfers have tested positive and had to withdraw. You can't make an exception here for John Rahm. He knew what he was risking. And he got caught. But how you could possibly think we need to tell John Rahm right then? You can go to the scorer's tent. There's only a couple people in there. You can pull him aside. How do you let him go through the crowd? Like, is it about safety? I mean, the number of people who were there congratulating John Rahm as he's walking through the crowd. I just don't know what the PGA Tour was thinking or that official. You needed to tell him right then? He's already DQ'd, so it doesn't matter if he signs his card or not. There's been three players in the past year who have been DQ'd for the same thing. I got to DQ John Rahm. I don't like it. You know, if he's the 51st player, nobody is thinking about, talking about, but he was leading. But this, what a disservice. Really an embarrassment. And I understand why Nick Faldo was upset after. Because their job is to be the eyes and ears. They're supposed to tell us what's going on. And when Jim didn't know, and I thought, oh my God, they're going to go off the air and we're not going to know. At 4:20 on Saturday, the test results came back. They let him finish his round, and then they told him right as he walked off 18. I don't know what the hurry was. I mean, why let him finish his round? He wasn't going to be able to continue to play. That was an embarrassment. It really was. And I feel bad for John. He was having a wonderful tournament, but If you said this is the reason why he's reacting the way he is, I feel a whole lot better because I felt a whole lot worse. I thought it was something where he lost somebody, that somebody died. Yeah, Paul.
Did you think the PGA Tour considered at all letting him golf the next day without a caddy, alone, on his own? I know that'd be almost like an exemption. But from a safety standpoint,
nope, can't do
is
it.
That the one sport, or maybe NASCAR, there's only a couple sports where you don't make physical contact with your playing mates or whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, but there's part of the competition of playing with somebody that you want that person who's in second place wants to be able to put pressure on you. And if you go, hey, John, you'd get to go out there and play by yourself. That's an advantage for John Rahm. But no, you can't. You can't, just because he's leading, you can't treat him any different than you did these other golfers who got DQ'd. Let's take a break. More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. And our play of the day is up next right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
They're going to play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
Kevin now goes to Bogey. Three-pointer by Bogey. He's got it. Bogey Bogdanovich with a huge three-pointer. Quiets the loudmouths in Philadelphia. The Hawks lead 121-115.
That's 92.9 The Game, the Hawks radio network, where Bogey hit a late game three. Sounds like back in the 1920s. Sixers trimmed a 17-point fourth quarter deficit to three before Bogey hit the tray, giving Atlanta the win in the season series opener. Yes, Paulie?
I could get used to Bogey, though. Because that's easier than trying to say Bogdan Bogdanovich.
Yeah.
And they were calling him that all day yesterday.
Play of the day brought to you by M-Drive Boost and Burn, supplement that can help shed pounds, build muscle. Visit mdrivedan.com. Free shipping, 60-day guarantee. Don't let age beat you. Refind your prime with M-Drive. Yeah, the Hawks are more than Trae Young, but you have to watch the Hawks to realize that. They move the ball really well on the perimeter. They have a good offense. I don't know if they have enough defense, but they do have a good offense. They move it well. And I know that Luka's special. We can all agree on that. But his team isn't special. He ran out of gas yesterday. They had the Clippers had an answer for Luka when they absolutely positively needed to. And, Ty Lue, the Clippers head coach, they started running a couple of players at Luka. He looked tired. Give Kawhi credit. Give the Clippers credit. I mean, we thought they were dead, losing the first two games at home. Kawhi played wonderful. Paul George. It felt like a full team effort there. But we'll talk to Reggie Miller a little later on. What do you do if you're the Mavs? Kristaps Porzingis is 7'3", but he plays like he's 6'3". He's just not reliable, performance-wise, health-wise. Reportedly, he and Luka are not friends. Remember when it was Tim Hardaway Jr. who was the throw-in on that trade with Porzingis? It feels like he's the second-best player on the team right now. But they got some questions there, and I don't know what the answers are. Mark Cuban came out and said Rick Carlisle is going to stay as the head coach with the Dallas Mavericks moving forward. What's the poll question we're going to go with, McLevin?
So we put up, does the celebrity fighting water down boxing? Mm-hmm. 88% said yes.
Yeah. But do you watch it? I mean, it's supply and demand. When somebody says, oh, I don't listen to that show, or I don't watch that TV show, I don't like that host. Okay, you don't have to watch it. But who is? Who is watching? And if you didn't buy it, did it bother you? Like if you bought it and it bothered you, then okay, that's a different discussion. But did I buy it? No. Would I have bought it? No. But moving forward, you're going to have more of these. If it was free, I would not have watched it. Yes, McLovin.
Well, the watered down part is this: nobody, a YouTube star, can hang for eight rounds with the greatest fighter of all time. Arguably, that makes you think like, well, is the real boxing that special anyway?
Do you think that that was a real fight from Floyd Mayweather last night?
The only thing is Mayweather's not a knockout guy, so yeah, I can kind of buy that he let him hang around, but I don't know. Mayweather can't seem to knock out anyone.
But that was just a business decision. That's all that was. He got in there and he was all business. From the standpoint of this is good business by letting this YouTube influencer hang with me.
Right, but he watered down the sport because he wouldn't take on the top contenders. So we didn't have Hagler Hearns with him. We never had the great fights because he would just avoid those guys or something like that.
Well, he waited a long, long time. Long time to fight Manny Pacquiao. I mean, he just waited till Manny got, Manny was hurt with his shoulder. He just waited till Manny got older. But, I give Floyd credit. He controlled the market. Usually it's the other way around. I mean, I've been around these boxers where the promoters are the ones making all the money. And these fighters, they look up and they go, what do I have to show for this? You know, I go back to when Larry Holmes was fighting Jerry Cooney. Like, Larry Holmes was a good businessman. Went to Easton, Pennsylvania, did a sit-down. I think Larry bought half of the town of Easton, Pennsylvania. But I remember it was big business and being able to control, you know, the money that's made here. There are a lot. Mike Tyson made a lot of money. There were other people who made a whole lot more money off Mike Tyson. Yeah, McClubb.
If he was going to have a show about it, it'd be Lair of Easton.
All right. Yeah. Call back.
If Fritzy had said it, I would have acted the same way. I just want to be fair to Todd, because Todd will say stupid things, but...
But nah. We did. I was just trying to get Mayor of Easttown back on the show because I'm so still excited about that series.
Yeah, but it's done. That's it.
Last night was vacant.
It was 7 episodes. I need something to watch. I told my wife, I said, I got a girlfriend, you know, and her name's Kate Winslet. Like, I told her. She goes, what? I said, yeah, I love Kate Winslet. And I know that she's married, you know, but I just wanted to let her know. I love her. No, I loved Mare, because Mare was a mess. But if you get a chance to watch that show, no spoilers here, but if you get a chance, you get to see. You know when people act and they look like they're acting? They're very good, but they act like they're acting. You'll watch that show and you don't get that feeling that she's acting. And that's, I mean, that's the best compliment you could probably give an actor is they just look like they are that person. And she gives you that impression. Yeah, Paul.
Since you brought up Kate Winslet, it reminds me my niece was probably 13 years old a bunch of years ago. And her mother let her watch Titanic. She'd never seen Titanic. She was 13. It's okay to watch it. My niece didn't know the story of the Titanic and thought it was some fictitious movie. And she didn't know how the last hour was going to play out. Didn't go well for that 13-year-old who was a big fan of Jack Dawson.
Yeah.
Tears.
Yeah.
Iceberg of tears.
Kate should have shared. I mean, there was room on that board.
Help a brother out.
Yeah, there was room there. I felt bad for Leo.
Didn't even like give the offer. Like, let's give it a try.
Yeah. Yes, McClellan.
Now, Leo had to go down in that one for true love. It wouldn't, if he had survived, it wouldn't have been as romantic.
Well, I know that. I'm just saying that the offer should have been there. Jack, do you want to get on this board with me?
Instead of like... Sure am lucky I got this board, huh, Jack? See you later.
Peace. How cold is the water, Jack?
See you later.
Yeah.
His face is blue, and she's like, this is comfy up here. A gentle breeze.
Disappearing hand as he floats to the bottom.
Todd's going, wait, there was a movie about the Titanic?
I heard some kind of rumbling about that.
Yeah.
It was very long.
Yeah. All right, we'll check in on the Nets. How serious is this injury for James Harden? More phone calls, best and worst of the weekend. 877-3DP show. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle DP show. Back after this. One more item. First hour, athletes all over the country talking about the incredible relief they're getting from Level Select CBD sports creams and roll-ons from Cadenwood. They're the leader in CBD. Pros on top of their game like Ricky Fowler, baseball legend Steve Garvey, former Heisman Trophy winner Carson Palmer, all use Level Select CBD daily with great results. Recently on the show, Carson mentioned how Level Select CBD helps keep him active and he's able to be the best dad that he can be, going out there skiing, throwing football with his son. These pro athletes use Level Select CBD because it works. And it can work for you because you don't have to be a professional athlete to appreciate the relief that Level Select CBD can provide. I use it every morning. Our newest sponsor, Level Select CBD, is offering Dan Patrick Show listeners a great deal. Get Level Select CBD or any of their other products for 30% off. LevelSelectCBD.com, promo code Dan30. Never stop playing with Level Select CBD. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, and South Dakota.